He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the wild and woolly Thursday, October 11th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. With 22 years in the business, and I've witnessed a lot, two major bear markets, two of the worst bear markets of all time, some recessions. So hopefully what I have to say today will have some validity behind it. I'll do my best. I've done a lot of analysis of yesterday's situation. If you hear any wind in the background, it's the remnants of Hurricane Michael coming through Charleston here. The wind, it's a wind event. No rain yet, but I wouldn't want to be on the Ashley River or on the Charleston Harbor today. How about the stock market? Any white caps out there after yesterday's heavy winds that went through the Dow and the NASDAQ? Well, believe it or not, right now, it's been all over the place. The NASDAQ is up 24 points right now to 7,446. The Dow is down just 3 points after an 800-point drubbing yesterday, which we'll talk about at length today. The Dow is at 25,595. It did break several support levels. We'll talk about that also. The S&P 500 is down 26 cents right now, basically flat on the day. The Russell 2000 small cap index down a couple of points. Crude oil down $1.11 here to $72.06. Gold having a good day, up $18 per ounce to $12.11. Silver's up 16 cents to $14.49. The VIX index is down 5% today after a big jump yesterday. And the 10-year right now is at 3.18%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in a wild and windy Charleston, South Carolina. It was eerie this morning when I got up. Well, it was eerie last night when I went to bed with the Dow down 800 points, the NASDAQ down over 300 points. I did a lot of studying. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of pondering. I did a lot of number crunching. And hopefully what I have to say today will be useful to you. We are getting the remnants of Hurricane Michael. We're on the very edge of it, however. I would say the winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour here this morning. I won't be going fishing later today, but maybe later this afternoon we'll do a little fishing in the NASDAQ. We'll see. We'll see how things do today. Well, yesterday. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about yesterday. The Dow was down 832 points. It really accelerated at the end, which that's just panic selling. That's piling on, I would call it. And the Dow was down 3.15% yesterday, all right? The NASDAQ was down 316 points yesterday. Also, a lot of piling on there at the end of the day. The NASDAQ was down 4.1% yesterday. Now, let's look at a few other indexes. The S&P 600, the small cap index, held up a little better. It was down 2.8% yesterday. The S&P 400, the mid-cap index, was down 2.6%. The emerging markets were down 2.8%. Let's look at some individual stocks yesterday. Well, let's see. Facebook was down 4%. Amazon really took it on the chin. It was down 6.2% yesterday. Apple was down 4.6%. Netflix really took it on the chin, down 8.4% yesterday. Google was down 5.1%. Now, this is all yesterday. NVIDIA down 7.5% yesterday. What was up yesterday? Well, the inverse funds. All right, let's just see how they behave in snotty weather. SH, which is the opposite of the S&P 500, it was up 3.2% yesterday. But let's put that into perspective. Yes, it had a big spike yesterday, but it has been slaughtered over the last 9+ years. I even heard Peter Schiff came out of his cave yesterday. I even heard him. He was tweeting, and he was on with Liz Claiborne. I've been on with Liz before, but Peter Schiff came out of his... He said, I told you we were going to hit into a bear market. This is going to be the worst one ever, he said. Well, he's been wrong for 9 years, all right? SH was up yesterday, though, 3.2%. Dog, what is a dog? Dog is the opposite of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You better write all of these down because you're going to need them someday. Is today the day? Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Dog was up 3.1% yesterday. That's the inverse Dow. How about the inverse NASDAQ yesterday? PSQ. You especially want to write that one down. That one you may need someday. PSQ was up 4.4% yesterday. EUM, that's inverse the emerging markets, it was up 2.9% yesterday. And FXP, which is inverse China, it's been doing well this year. FXP was up 4.18%. Now let's put this into perspective, okay? You'd have had to been a genius. The NASDAQ hit a new high, a new all-time high, 7 days ago. Maybe it's eight now. Okay, there's no way that anybody could have said, well, okay, that's the top. Now we're going to have about a 10% correction. And this is very similar to what happened in February. Corrections in bull markets tend to be pretty sharp. And as you get into a mature bull market, which we're into right now, and we're in a rising interest rate environment, you're going to get even sharper corrections. So if you can't take it, you should get out of the game. But if you haven't been able to take it for the last 9 years and you got out of the game, you've missed a quadrupling of the market. So there's the trade-off, okay? Well, now we're almost at a 10% correction on the NASDAQ. I haven't done the math yet. Maybe I'll do that during the break. The S&P 600, the small cap index, hit a new high 5 weeks ago. And to be fair, it has been weakening before yesterday's big plunge in the market. The S&P 600 is now at about a 10 or 11% correction. And you had highs on the S&P and Dow just within the last 6, 7, 8 days, okay? So you would have had to have been a genius. But what I did is I did put several protective sell stops underneath some big profit stocks that I had, the Teladoc of the world and others of that ilk, where there were big profits sitting there, and I didn't want to lose those profits. So I did have quite a few sell stops trigger here over the last 2 days. I had quite a few trigger on Tuesday, which saved me some grief yesterday. And then I had some more trigger yesterday. My current cash position is about 45%. I'm a very methodical investor. And if you ask me, well, are you hedged right now? The answer is yes. The first hedge is cash, okay? If we go into a bear market, it's not going to be just all of a sudden overnight we switch from a bull, which has been going now for 9+ years. If you've listened to my show, you know that I have been bullish on the market for the last 9+ years, and I'm not ready to call a sell signal on this bull market at the current time. But I'm very methodical. And people asked me yesterday, what happened to hedging? Well, you can't hedge when the market hit a new high 6 or 7 days ago. It would be silly to put in inverse funds at that point in time. That's been the wrong thing to do for the last 9+ years, all right? Well, my hedge yesterday was going into yesterday with about a 30% chunk of cash sitting in my wallet, all right? And then by the time the day was over, I was at about 45% cash. So that's the first way to hedge. Okay, until the dust settles, I sold several stocks for big gains on Tuesday, more yesterday, and anything I sold for a loss was, 10% or less, somewhere in that category. I was in contact all day yesterday, the day before, with my live trading subscribers. They know exactly what I'm doing. My newsletter people will all get a rundown of what's going on this week, and I'll try to talk about as much as I can here in the rest of this show here today with you. But you got to get this week's newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, dodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the day after. Remember that? Wasn't there a movie the day after? In fact, it was filmed at the Cattleman's Steakhouse. I know, because I was there on our trip east. We stopped at the Cattleman's Steakhouse just outside of El Paso. Yeah, just outside of El Paso. A lot of movies filmed there, including The Day After. What was another one with Charles Bronson? A couple others were filmed there. One with Jack Nicholson, in fact, was filmed there. Anyways, the day after the Dow drubbing of 832 points and the NASDAQ gnashing of teeth down 316, the market is calm today, a little bit steadier. But it's jittery. Oh, boy, it's jittery. You better take some Dramamine if you get seasick, if you tend to get seasick. Anyways, we had... what are we going to blame it on yesterday? Well, here's what I've heard. Okay, here's the different theories. The Fed, that's Donald Trump's, where he's pointing the finger. And I heard a few others say the Fed is going too fast with the rate hikes. Three so far this year, another one on top next year, on top in December, actually. That rattles the markets, and it's really rattled the bond market. We had that sudden spike last week in interest rates. Would be the second excuse given, the sudden spike in interest rates. Well, you know what? They didn't spike yesterday. Hey, I saw no correlation between the sell-off yesterday and a spiking. They spiked last week. So it just seems to me like selling begat selling yesterday. Well, let's go with some other reasons. China, the rhetoric between the two major superpowers has amped up here recently. We've blamed them of meddling in their elections. Meddling in our elections. Bloomberg has blamed them for putting chips, spy chips, inside of Apple and Amazon and now telecom devices, even though they're all denying it. But the trade war continues with China, tariffs. Inflation was definitely another one that I heard. Fear of inflation, even though, get this, where did the CPI come in today? Now, there's the real one. Yesterday was the producer price index, which was fairly benign at 0.2%. Today, we got the consumer price index, the CPI, which was very benign. It came in at 0.1%, and I would say that that is one of the reasons why. That was a tranquilizer for the market and traders, soothing their jittery nerves today. Don't blame inflation on the market today, but yesterday that was a reason. And another big reason, and I think it was partly, I heard one, the Democrats caused it. They're trying to shake up the market before the midterms. That's one thing, obviously, that has made Donald Trump look good, the economy and the stock market. George Bush knows how important the economy and the stock market are. It's the economy, stupid, that sunk him back in his run. Now, we're talking George Bush 1 when Bill Clinton took over the reins because of the weak economy towards the end of George Bush 1 term. So I've heard Democrat plot. They got together. They sent out a signal to all the hedge fund managers out there. buying futures, options, all kinds of things, trying to tank the market. All right, so there's your theories. Take your pick. Selling begot selling. There's another theory. Earnings season. That's the other one. Earnings season, which is now underway. We've had Fastenal. We've had PP&G. Today we have Delta Airlines, and today we have Walgreens, which we'll get to here in a moment. And there's obviously some nervousness. We just had a blowout quarter for earnings. And there may be some of those that want to just take a little bit of their chips off the table before we embark on another earnings season. As of now, we're expecting 19.3% growth. Not as good as the 25 we got last quarter, but that's just way outside of the norm here. Even 19, which we're expecting this quarter, is way outside of the norm. But that was another reason that I heard as a possibility for what happened yesterday. Well, we had the hurricane down just slamming Panama City, Mexico City. Man, total devastation. Now, nothing against Panama City, Mexico City, but it's a good thing there wasn't a heavy population. I mean, if that would have been Tampa or Miami or something like that, there would have been even more. But it was a devastating, devastating. We're getting just a little bit of the periphery of it, even though things are starting to clear up a little bit here in Charleston, as this thing is moving very quickly, okay? Michael slammed Florida yesterday. That was another one. So take your pick. But the real question is, all right, is this just another correction within a secular bull market? In other words, will things settle down like they did in February? When was the last great buying opportunity that we had in the market? It was back in February of this year, and I did take advantage of it. And I made a lot of money between February and September 30th. That was the end of the third quarter. I had very, very good results that people happy. And now we're in the midst of another tailspin. From my perspective right now, it looks to me like another correction within a secular bull market. Now, that doesn't make it any more fun. That doesn't make it any less painful. But, you know, from time to time, you have to endure a little bit of pain, because if you look over the last 9+ years, if you would have sold everything and moved to the sidelines, you were wrong every single time. And after all the work that I've done since the yesterday bashing, and all of the pundits I've read, and all of the number crunching, and all of the charts that I've looked at, hundreds and hundreds of them, I cannot tell you that there's enough evidence to say that we have ended the bull market. It's just not there. That is not the fact. Now, why do I say that? Well, GDP, gross domestic product, is expected to be 4.2% this quarter that we're currently in. Earnings are expected to be up 19.3% this quarter that we're currently in. Well, the quarter that we just finished. Inflation is still tame, as evidenced by the CPI. Interest rates are moving up, but overall, 3.18, you know what? That's not an economy or stock market killer. Where would I be shopping right now? Where would I be looking? Where would I be running from right now? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Breathe in the air. Yes, I really do not think that yesterday was the beginning of the end. Now, every time one of these corrections or sell-offs comes along, I step back from the situation. I analyze it. I'm a very analytical. I'm very methodical. I try not to get caught up in emotion. When the market was closed, I went for about a 4-mile little jog there to think things over, to clear my head. Of course, I listened to Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, etc., listening to everybody's opinions out there. But in the end, you know, I formed my own analysis of what I saw happen and what I think is going to happen going forward. I just don't think this is an opportunity where you can buy inverse funds all of a sudden and make money. That's a dangerous proposition, in fact. You get a few good earnings reports, and you'd be upside down on that trade real fast. Having some cash on the sidelines is where I'm at right now through natural attrition. I have about 45% cash. I still have a target price on the S&P 500 of around 3,000. And it's what? Now, where's it at today here? Let's see. S&P 500 is right now trading at 2782. It broke. It hit its 200-day moving average right on the money yesterday. Isn't that amazing? And rallied off of that, and right now it's about even on the day. But, you know, I mean, there's just not a sell signal on the market right now, and I have not seen any downwards revisions yet to earnings expectations going forward. We only have evidence from four companies so far. That's not enough, all right? And so far, it's been a mixed bag on kind of inconsequential stocks, to be honest with you. PP&G has never been a market leader. It had bad news. Fastenal has never been a market leader. It had bad news. Let's take a look at today. Who's reported earnings here so far? I know we had Delta, which I believe is an S&P 500 stock, and Delta came in better than expected. Delta is up 4.8% today, all right? And the other one that reported today, not exactly a market leader, in fact, a soggy old stock of yesteryear, I would call it Walgreens. Walgreens came in a little better than expected, and it's up 0.5%. Now, tomorrow we'll get several of the large banks reporting. J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, probably Wells Fargo. I wouldn't expect much there. And then I'll get the calendar together for you, and I'll tell you tomorrow what important companies will be reporting next week. Now, in addition to the earnings reports that we've already received here today, there's a couple of stocks that are giving good news on how things are going. In fact, in other words, they're pre-announcing. L Brands, for instance. L Brands, LB, is announcing better than expected same store sales and trends. That is Victoria's Secret, The Limited. They have a whole bunch of brands, Bed Bath & Body Works or whatever it's called. L Brands is up 10.4% today. Well, that's a pretty good harbinger, a pretty good read on the consumer, I suppose. In addition to that, Costco is chiming in today with very strong same-store sales. Up 8%. That's a phenomenal number. And Costco is up 1.2%. So, you know, we'll get to in the final segment of the show, I'll get to a few that you might want to put on your shopping list right now. But before I do that, the areas to continue to avoid: popular bond ETF suffers its largest one-day outflow ever. Now, this is like the fourth or fifth one I've reported on. According to data from Bloomberg, if you can believe Bloomberg, the 53 billion iShares Core U.S. Aggregate Bond ETF, AGG, got quite a bit smaller yesterday with outflows of nearly $2 billion. This was yesterday, the largest one-day exit of money since the fund's launch 15 years ago. I would continue to avoid the bond market like the plague. You were fairly warned by me 18 months ago. And now, you know, the water has been rising on interest rates. The wind has been blowing through the bond market. This thing hit a new 52-week low just 4 days ago. It's got a little bit of a rally going on right now because of a flight to safety. But AGG corresponds to the Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. So I would say that includes U.S. Treasuries, that includes muni bonds, and that includes corporate bonds. It has a 2.6% yield, but it is getting crushed. And it had a $2 billion outflow yesterday. The other one that saw a huge outflow, junk bond investors pull cash as yields hit two-year peak. High yield investors, well, that's also known as junk. You want to invest in junk? Well, then go buy that Uber offering from yesterday. 7.5% on those bonds. That's even more, I think, than Tesla was offering. Of course, those Tesla bonds have been clobbered since they floated them. Well, high yield investors took back $5.4 billion between October 4th and October 9th, the most since February, and the fourth largest outflow ever. Yields for bonds have climbed for five straight sessions, hitting a two-year peak. And CCC yields, okay, that's the junkiest of the junk. They close with a yield of 9.3%. If you want some of those CCC yields, they're not talking AAA. Triple C. I don't eat at Mexican restaurants that have a health grade of C on the window. I just don't. I'd avoid those places. Well, you can get 9.3% on CCCs. That's where it's at. But investors continue to flee the bond market. All right. Well, crude oil prices turned sharply lower yesterday. Expectations that upcoming data will show a third straight weekly increase in U.S. crude oil inventories. The oil market doesn't look that good here right now. The transportations got absolutely clobbered yesterday. That's the airlines, the truckers, I lost one of my truck stocks yesterday. It went trucking. For a small gain, I think I ended up making 5% on it or something like that. And, of course, the railroads, very poor performance yesterday. Okay, well, when things start to settle down, when we come back, well, there's another marijuana stock entering into the fray, and it's another giant blue chip company. Yesterday it was Walmart. There's another one that I'll talk about when we come back. But I'm also going to talk about some of the stocks. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to talk about in the final segment of the show. Who's the cannabis stock? Well, this time it's Philip Morris with a cowboy riding on his horse backwards and his rain suit on sideways. Altria is in discussions with Aphria. That's APHQF. That's one of the big marijuana companies, about taking a minority stake in the cannabis producer. Executives with the two companies are said to have met in Leamington, Ontario, several times, including earlier this week. Shares of Aphria APHQF are up 10.2% on the news as the Marlboro man may ride into cannabis country here soon. Oh, and several other biotechs came public yesterday. BIS had a huge day yesterday. Okay, I've got a shopping list. I have 45% sitting in cash right now. I'll give you a few of them when I come back. What's on my list? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Now, I think the market's going to remain choppy here for a while. And I do have quite a bit of cash, as I am an active manager. I am a very methodical. I look at everything I own every single day, and I've got something that's way up, and the market's starting to look a little bit shaky. I do enter in sell stops underneath, you know, support levels or percent levels, things like that. And I've had several trigger here. So I do have a huge chunk of cash sitting on the sidelines. And I don't believe that this is the beginning of a bear market, which means at some point, I think just like in February, things will finally settle down. Not going to happen today, probably not tomorrow, maybe sometime next week. I don't know. We'll take it a day at a time. But there are several, you know, with a chunk of cash now sitting on the sidelines. There's just a few that I see in the news today. Other people commenting about them, and I tend to agree. Discovery Channel, DISC, gets upgraded to outperform by Credit Suisse from neutral. The firm sees revenue growth being driven by improving ratings pushed by the company's merger with Scripps Network. Okay, that's an ultra growth stock. That's a small cap. Wells Fargo, well, I don't know if we can trust them too much. They open all those unauthorized accounts. They like Five Below. Well, we'll see. I have a big profit in Five Below, and I have a sell stop right underneath it. Wells Fargo walks away from a meeting with Five Below, symbol five, their management impressed with the retailer's outlook. The company's tone on its top-line products, especially around the holidays, was clearly positive. It sees rising retail cost pressures associated with issues like wage and freight as manageable, and it sounds confident in its ability to continue to achieve its goal of 20% annual growth through 2020, says Wells Fargo. On the topic of tariffs, Five Below reminded that only 15% of its sales would be impacted based on the current target list, and that it plans to work with vendors, raise prices, and geographically shift sourcing to mitigate the issue. That's also an ultra growth stock. It is a small cap stock. And overall, I think the sell-off has been the sharpest in the small cap stocks. And I think overall, that's where you could find the best value when things start to settle down here. Take two. I know people that took four, five, six yesterday. Tranquilizers, what do you call those? Xanax, all that kind of stuff. I just took a couple of aspirin.
when I got back from my walk. Everything's fine here. Take two, interactive. Bernstein is starting with an outperform. Analyst Todd Junger. Now, I do own Take Two. I do have a sell stop underneath it also. Points to the potential for sustained value creation in the new launch of a new game. He has a high upside price target of $175. The stock is at $122 right now. There's another one to keep on your list. I was very impressed by Costco's comparable sales. This is a growth and income stock. COST is a $98 billion large cap stock. It sold off recently. It pays a little dividend of 1%, headquartered in Issaquah, Washington. We're hoping to get back to Seattle in the Northwest in the January time frame, early next year. Holding a workshop somewhere near the airport. SeaTac Airport is where I plan on being. And we'll have appointments available in Seattle at that time. But first, we got to get Atlanta. We got to go to Atlanta here in a couple of weeks. And then down to Sarasota, where I have a speaking engagement. And I'm also open for appointments there while there, November 15th. And then it's over to Scottsdale, where I'll be sometime early December, but more details on that. Costco pulled back here recently. Their same store sales shine again. Comparable sales increased 8.4% in September to sail past the consensus estimate for 5.1. Costco will report earnings on... not till December. We got a whole month on Costco. And Costco recently sold off, so it's cheaper than it was. And I'll mention one other, this one, a blue chip, Caterpillar. Caterpillar declared a dividend yesterday. Their dividend yield is up to 2.4%. They're looking for 69% growth in earnings this year, 11% next year. And it's undergone about a 4 or 5% pullback here recently. Well, the bottom line with me is, and I stick my neck on the line every single day, and I'll do it again in the weekend newsletter. A lot could happen today and tomorrow. You'll want to get my weekly newsletter. It's the most in-depth look. It's my internal research that helps me make the decisions. And one of the big decisions I've made is to be a bull for 9+ years to be in the market. What will I say this weekend? Well, we'll see what happens today, tomorrow, and we'll see what the evidence points to. But as of now, yesterday in my book was not the end of the current 9-year-plus secular bull. It looks like another dramatic event like February, which jingles and jangles the nerves and causes the Tums bottle to deplete, but it's just part and parcel of being involved in the market over time. Now, eventually, I am not a perma bull. Peter Schiff's a perma bear. It doesn't matter if you called him, no matter what, he's going to say the same thing. I think he's got a recording. Buy gold, the market's going off a cliff, we can't sustain these deficits. Well, you know what? I just don't think we're there yet, Peter. I've been right for 9+ years. Anyways, that's what I've got to say. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.